do this.
It's not right away. We're not going to do it right away. I've already started hitting record.
My God, Jesse. All right, man. Sup, bro?
How you doing?
You know how I do.
It's weird with no beer in our hands.
Yeah, we're a little out of practice.
It's been that way.
Yeah, I think our last one was like 2015.
Well, I mean, we started one twice.
I think. But they sucked. They sucked. I mean, I'll admit, I'm what do you call that when you're super like into yourself? I know the term. I'm drawing blanks.
Annihilist?
When you're a narcissist. Narcissist. I'm an annihilist.
Nihilist.
No, a narcissist. I'm narcissist enough to know that if we do something like a podcast and then I don't even want to listen to it, that's when I'm like, this is bad. We can't put this one out. And the last couple...
I haven't wanted to listen to any of them.
Well, you know, dude, you're not a narcissist. You're not a narc guy.
I'm a very, very narc guy.
I'm a narc guy. And it's like, man, anything I do, I'm like, I want to listen to that. It mostly, I guess, would be more for, like, proofreading. It's not that, like, I really enjoy listening to our episodes. It's like, I want to make sure they're good. Because when we're sitting here talking, we just start rambling, and it's like, oh, I forget and stuff. So then when I listen to the episodes, I can be like, yay or nay.
Yeah.
And those last couple were pretty nay. They were neighbors.
Well, they were half nay. I mean, they...
Oh, I know. My parts were good. Not half.
No. They were half as in, like, they only started and never ended.
Yeah, that's true. They were a little rambly.
I mean, like...
Like all your projects.
I'm finishing them.
I know, dude. It looks good in here. Your apartment's really, really taking on legs. Ow.
Yeah, it's steel.
Well... Can't find a better goat. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Can't find a better... It's been a long time.
I want to make a new intro, but then, like, kind of mimic the Can't Find a Better Goat intro.
I wouldn't mind actually putting, like, lyrics in and having us both on it. When we first did it, it was very impromptu.
Yeah, that's the funny part about it.
Well, and just... You were cracking me up that I couldn't do anything. So I wouldn't mind having... Yeah, redoing it and stuff. Speaking of which, are we going to... Let's record this one, this podcast, this episode, Can't Find a Better Goat, Tom and Jesse, Burnt Biscuits. And then before we put it up...
For Burnt Biscuits, buy Burnt Biscuits.
Yes. And before we put it up, we'll sit on it until we have a new intro song. Because usually we just record them and then just throw them up right then and there.
Or we have in the past. We've usually always had our intros.
Right. Well, you would put them on, and then we would, because we used to do them on the laptop, where you had them good to go. Do we even still have the intro?
I'd have to download the old episodes and then, like, cut.
Okay, so yeah, let's record this one, and then before we put it up, well, hey, Paul, we're going to have a new song, man, and it's going to start right now. Man, that new song is great.
It's so great.
I think Paul is going to love it.
I look forward into the future and know exactly how great it is.
Oh, so good. I know how great it is already, and we haven't even made it. But we did, because you just heard it.
It's
magic.
It's already been made.
It's radio magic.
Yeah, I like that. Did you like that one part where it was like...
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
That part?
Yeah. We're real, real, like...
No, I didn't like that part.
No, you don't like that part?
Is that the part you're talking about? That's the part
no,
I don't like.
I think it's the first part, and then the second part, that's the part.
You son of a bitch.
That's the best part.
You know what? You're right. That is the best part. Oh, man. We got to be careful with these rabbit holes, because I think we could sit here and...
We could dig deep. We could dig real deep. We'll get to China.
We could really just sit here and make jokes about a song we haven't written yet, but we know we're already going to edit it in.
Yeah, no, it's in the future.
Well, okay, so I was thinking, it's a podcast. You can't hear what you can hear what I'm saying. You can't see what I look. You can't see what I'm saying. I'm wearing a Legend of Zelda shirt, and it just happens. I have a few of them. Put them on, one leg at a time. But is there any Dynasty games that you've played since childhood, like I have with Zelda?
Dynasty as in, like, created my whole, like, liking for this type
Dynasty of as in, they're, you know, like, every few years there's another one. Like, they're not going anywhere. They've been around a long time. It's a dynasty.
Not really. I mean, Fallout, that's the only one I could think of. Or Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto's a pretty good one. Those have been around a long time.
Like,
did you play the first two, though?
No, they suck. I mean, I did. PlayStation. I didn't like them because, I mean, I can't do that control. I mean, I did on that racing game that you played in the arcade where, like, you spin the wheel.
Oh, there's a bowling alley by my house that has that. It's
like four steering wheels.
Oh, no, not that one. Okay. Like, I know what you're talking about. It's like a rally top down. Yeah.
It's like rally something.
I used to play that at Wonderland all the time.
Mm-hmm. They have it at that one.
It was just like a dirt track, and then, the trucks would go around.
They have it at, like, every arcade ever.
It was pretty sweet. I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, that one's pretty sweet. That's how Grand Theft Auto reminded me of, but just even harder than that. Because I got pretty good at it, but the Grand Theft Auto I never got good at, because then you had to, like, walk around with your guy like that. But
you know what's funny about Grand Theft Auto? Before number 3 came out and just changed the freaking world, I was a big fan of Driver 2.
Yeah, Driver 2 was sick.
On PlayStation.
Where you can get out of your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that?
There was that one weird place you can go to. It was like a Navy base or something.
I didn't get that deep into it. I didn't have it, but I would, you know, when you do like the barter system with your friends, and like I'd be like, here, you borrow Duke Nukem, let me borrow your Driver 2.
Mm-hmm.
And for like the 2 weeks that I had it, that game was... It's amazing how simple that shit is now, but how mind-blowing it was back then to just have, like, free will like that where it wasn't linear.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto, all those open map games or whatever they're called.
I just non-linear.
Like Skyrim came out and that was
open
huge.
World. Yeah, open map.
Have you played Skyrim yet? I gave it to you.
No.
What the hell?
Dude,
it's like adult version of Zelda. It's like adult version of Zelda.
I understand that, but you gave it to me right around the time I had the Breath of the Wild, and I nonstop played that game.
Yeah,
and then now I would start it, but now I have the Switch and I'm on Okani. You ever heard of that one?
Oh no.
I had no idea. It came out on PlayStation 2. I guess it's just an HD like port, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're this wolf of legend in feudal Japan, and you're like this god of paint, I guess. So I had to run around and restore feudal Japan and fight demons. And it's a trippy game,
You're a wolf?
Yeah. It's actually super fun.
I've seen the, like...
Probably, and the whole thing looks like the whole thing is like a Japanese painting style.
Mm.
So it's all the brush strokes. It's a beautiful, man. It's not the funnest game because it's a PS2.
Well, it's like
game.
That one game that came out where you're like a piece of paper in the desert flying around. Remember that game? I don't know. It was something that got really popular for like 10 minutes. It was like cool music.
Yeah,
like
Oblivion or whatever. No, not Oblivion. I've played it. It's only like 45 minutes long.
Yeah, it's like give you a feather or something. Or what
are you? You were like in a red tunic. And you would collect the papers, and then your scarf would get longer, and the longer your scarf is how long you could fly.
Oh.
If it's the one of the Rune or something like that. I've played it.
Dune?
No, but it's like you're in the desert.
Yeah.
And you gotta. Yeah, that was a pretty cool game. What the hell is that called? I literally played it a couple months ago.
Yeah, I remember seeing it on your PlayStation.
Okay, yeah. So it is that one.
Yeah, because I saw that and I was like, I remember that game.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. So, just Grand Theft Auto?
Well, Grand Theft Auto, I love Fallout. Fallout's pretty sick.
Did you ever get into Tomb Raider? I knew it by name. I knew Lara Croft. I knew all that stuff. But
I remember there was Tomb Raider on the Mac that we had in our art class in middle school, and I could never get out of the cave. I don't know what...
Tomb Raider 1?
Dude,
with
yeah,
the wolves
dude,
and stuff?
I could never get out of that fucking cave. I could kill all the wolves... But maybe they didn't want you to get out of the cave. Maybe that was the whole game. Maybe you just killed the wolves, and then you were just stuck in this cave. I don't know. I was stuck.
Yeah, I never really played it.
Yeah, that's all I can do is just kill the wolves and try and get out, but couldn't. Yeah, it was, I mean...
Because you don't really play any of those Red Alerts or Command and Conquer.
No, I played those. Those were really rad, but like...
Well, I know you did, but you don't still... But Dynasty is like, you still... It's still the game in your life.
Fallout's probably the longest term game I've played, because like... Or Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, Grand Theft Auto, because that they keep coming out with shit that I want to play online. Fucking online's crazy. But I'm tired of little kids playing, and then I get to hear them, hey, can you, get your mic on? Can you, we're gonna go raid this or whatever. I don't know what we're robbing this bank or whatever. It's just all these little kids playing, and then that's exactly when I want to turn it off. It's.
You do realize that almost the majority of the things that we're interested in and like to do, we are every day as we get older, we're going to be replaced by the younger generations.
Yeah.
Because it's still cool stuff.
Yeah.
We're still cool guys.
I just don't want
to,
like...
But it's always going to be kids replacing us, and we're like, oh, these damn kids. I can't go to a trampoline park to save my life, Jesse, without there being little kids everywhere.
Yeah.
I like trampolines, too.
I mean, I think everybody likes trampolines. You just have to have kids in order to go.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Because...
You have to have kids to do anything cool and not look like a weirdo.
Dude, I know... I can't just, well, A, there's not really any arcades anyways, but if there was, it's like, I can't just go to the arcade and hang out, because I look weird now that there's all these kids. I feel it all the time, dude, like, because I love little kids. I'll wave at them, I'll do all that, and then every time I'm like, should I have done that?
Yeah.
And it sucks.
That looks suspicious.
Yeah, like, do I look like a weird, especially now that I've, like, started getting the real short haircuts and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
People look at me so strangely now. And I'm like, not me.
I'm just a little baby.
I'm still 15 me.
I don't have money. I'm just a little baby. What's that from Broad City? What's his name?
I can pay you in blocks.
You can pay you in blocks. Yeah. I'm just a baby.
Oh, man. But along those lines, that's how I feel.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, I mean, everything we do, like, yeah, it's all little kid stuff. Like, I got to get back into doing all the classes for the hunting stuff, because, like, yeah, I haven't done any of that, and, like, it's almost hunting season, and I don't want to go out there again with nothing prepared, and I just feel like a little kid as far as, like, waiting till the last minute to do it again.
How many times have you gone hunting?
I've only gone with him once, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but like, I never went, like, with a weapon, because I didn't have my license, so...
Is that something you'd, like, be wanting to get into,
Rogan? Yeah, I've still wanted to get into it, but everything has gotten in the way of wanting to do that. Like, everything else I want to do gets in the way of doing that, but it's...
Start calling you, like, Bro Brogan.
Maybe. That sounds pretty good.
What was the other nickname I had? Oh, God, I'm reaching at straws here. It was a while ago, but, Super... Yeah. Nintendo and Super JES.
Oh, yeah. The Nintendo nicknames. I like it.
Yeah, buddy.
I need to get some water. Hold on.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, thirsty little duck. You want to hit pause?
No, I'm just right here.
Oh, man.
What's up?
Glub.
You want water?
Nah, I'm cool, man. I'm a camel, bro. You're a little ducky.
No, don't tell Chantel.
About you having water?
No. But we ran out of the water in the jug, and she doesn't drink tap water.
Yeah, where are you going with
this? So I just filled the jug full of tap water, and I'm going to see if she notices. She thinks our tap water tastes like crap.
But doesn't that filter it anyways? So wouldn't it be...
No, it's just filtered water. It just pumps it through a refrigerator.
Oh, okay. So they deliver the clean water.
Yeah, it still tastes like our tap water, but I'm, like, wondering if she's going to notice.
See if she actually, like, hates the tap water or if she even... Yeah, okay. That's good.
Yeah. I can taste the difference, but I don't know if she can. But don't tell her.
Hey, Shan, this is me not telling you. Oh, man. What's it like with... I wrote this down earlier because I wanted to talk to you about it. How's life with a corgi?
It's beautiful. It's amazing. Like, if...
Dude, you lit up when I said that, because if I could tell you're like, where's he going with this? What's coming?
Yeah.
And then life with a corgi, like, ooh, let me tell you. continued a little
bit. Well, going to any dog park is the best because your dog is the most popular because it's a corgi.
Well, it's like I said just 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a smile came to life.
Not at the dog park. She's very hesitant. She's very scared of all the other dogs. She only likes humans. I mean, mostly because we don't take her there enough. We need to take her a little more and get her used to the other dogs. She takes a bit to warm up to other people or other dogs. But people, she's fine. She'll go up to them. But she's just a fucking demon at night. When Jackson even moves, she runs over to him and, like, tries to bite him and, like, grrr. She shows her teeth, and she looks like it. Like, it's like she's almost showing another set of teeth. Like...
Why?
Because she just, I don't know. Well, for one, she's not fixed yet.
Well, I like how it's like she's trying to sleep, and then if Jackson makes a noise, she will put more effort to go and mess with him than if it would be if she just ignored it and stayed laying down.
It makes no sense. She used to sleep on our bed.
Typical broad. Yeah. Damn dames. Makes no sense, Ellie.
Yeah, you make no sense.
Oh, yeah. Man.
No, it's the best, though. She
What is she, Canadian?
English.
Oh.
She's from England.
Well, I mean...
Hi, you want to go outside?
Depending on where you go in Canada, it's either French, Irish, or English.
Yeah, no, she's...
I didn't want to turn this into a petting zoo.
Full Let's English.
Stay focused.
No, we'll bring all the dogs over. Come on, Jax.
All right, come here, Jackson. Oh, you big sweetie. No, Ellie! What is this?
She's very jealous of you touching any other dog.
Get out of here!
Ellie!
Were you my girlfriend? No homo with Jackson, and she had to ruin it.
Okay, guys. Go lay down. Go lay down. They got peanut butter with their food, so they're stoked. I don't think Jackson ate it, though.
No. Hi, buddy.
He's not a big fan of peanut butter. Not anymore. I don't know, he's peanut buttered out.
Well, for podcasties... Jesse has two dogs, and we're petting them.
Yeah.
One is a weird Rottweiler, sweet baby mix, and the other is a little corgi.
Dude, so
what's the full name? Is it just corgi?
Well, it's a...
English Corgan?
No, it's like a... Damn it, there's a name for it. Because there's like a few different kinds of corgis.
Corgana? And
she's full bred something. I don't know, it's one...
Jackson looks like he's on the spectrum, dude.
Yeah, no, he's got a few different.
Extra, who is it?
He's got a few extra chromosomes.
Who's a good boy? Aww.
Yeah.
Anyways, they're cute.
Yeah, but I was thinking about that one Kanye West song, the Poopty Doop Scoop song.
Oh, Poopity Poop.
Was that ever like found out if that was like a joke song or not?
You're barking up the wrong tree, dude.
Because I don't know. I just
I've never even heard that. Right? I've only heard that song in clips from someone like talking about it on a radio show or something. I don't think I've ever actually heard the entire song.
It's a pretty good song. Besides that, poopty poop. I kind of like that part. It's funny.
I like it because it's funny. Yeah. I think he has to be in the on the. It has to be a joke, and he's in on it.
I don't know. Like the whole song was pretty good, though.
Well, he might be having like a John Lennon moment because A, he's super egotistical and stuff.
He's like, I could do anything.
Yeah.
Everybody will love it.
He might be having that Beatles moment where it's like, I could literally record myself taking a dump and it would go gold.
Probably
so,
would.
So he might have been trying. Like, I can do whatever I want. I'm more popular than Yeezus.
Yeah. Yeezys.
All right, man. Hit me with some stuff.
Well, you got that motorcycle, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about this in the last podcast, so, I mean, but we never put it up because it was very short.
I didn't have the motorcycle last time we podcast.
No, we talked about a bunch of stuff that was newer, but I'm saying, like, I went to Mexico, you've moved out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's been a lot of stuff. You got a new job?
Yeah, I'm working. You're working, we're working.
Yeah.
I go there. I leave. They pay me.
Well, I mean, it's more interesting than that.
Not really,
man. You work
with
your dad. It's got to be interesting.
I mean, yeah, I work with him, all right. He's there. Can't really say I work with him. We're both employed at the same place. But, I don't know. Yeah, I'm run equipment and stuff. It's not super interesting. I'd rather not talk about it. Thanks for bringing that up.
You're welcome. I just wanted to, you know, have some more topics. I'm just clinging for straws, you know?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, tell me about your job.
Well, I got a new position. It pays less, but I would do a lot less. A lot more. I mean, technically, I paid more, if you think about it.
You're doing less work.
But I get paid only a little bit less.
Well, that's what's up, dude. Less responsibility for, like, pretty much the same money.
Yeah, so I just test all these, the fucking control, thermostat controls for all the buildings everywhere. Like, I don't know, for, like, agriculture and stuff. They put them in grow houses and stuff, and, like, chickens. If we fuck them up, chickens die. So we have to catch bad ones. Otherwise, little chickens die.
So that they can then go die.
Yeah. We're trying to grow them healthily until we kill them.
I can dig it. I like chickens.
But we're trying not to prematurely kill them. Because, yeah, you don't want to be aborting any little chickens.
I eat them all the time. They're called eggs.
No, those are
the chickens
those,
don't get a good
those are just periods.
Lot in
those
life.
Are just chicken periods.
True. Yummy. It's one of those things I try not to think about too much. It's like, I like a nice big juicy steak, but I'm not gonna, what's the old saying? Like, I don't need to see what happens for me to get the steak. Just bring me the steak kind of deal. Cause I like to eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a good source. It's renewable because, you know, they make babies. It's renewable.
Yeah.
But
we're renewable, too.
I know. But I'm not super into... Oh, come on.
once someone dies, you can just cut them up and start chewing on them.
No, dude. Dead meat is bad meat, bro. You want to be a hunter?
I'm going to go out... Dude, you go after the old cow.
Some old diseased cow. You don't hunt cow.
No, the cow is the female elk.
Or the bull
is the male.
You got to get a special license elk. For females, though, if you can at all.
No, you can kill them. They just got to be over a certain size. I think there's usually more the females.
Oh, I thought it was. I know with deer, it's usually unless you have either a.
I mean, you're looking for just a certain size.
Because usually it's your, you gotta, even if they have like too small of antlers.
That shows how old they are.
Right, but female, I've never elk hunted, so you can just kill female elks?
I think.
I'm pretty sure you can't.
Man, this is why I need to take my hunting class.
Yeah, no, I think if it's anything like
deer, I'm getting on it, Paul. You just gotta text me.
If it's anything like venison, the last I knew of it, which is a long time ago, things might have changed.
I'm pretty sure you can kill a
female. But it's a special license for doe. And I think you can't do it with a rifle. I think it's you can do it with
bow. No, we're only going bow hunting.
Okay, well then, yeah, you probably can.
I mean,
can.
I'm gonna kill a lot less than if I would go with a rifle, but like, it seems a lot more fun. And there's not.
I like how you're like, I'm gonna kill a lot less with my bow than with a rifle, dude. You would be out there with a gun, just sitting there going like, "Where's all these damn deers at?" So like, you're just like gonna go out and have like six of them tied to your hood.
I don't know, like the idea.
I gotta make it fair for the animals, you know. That's why I'm going with my bow.
Yeah.
I get my gun.
Well, you get to go out way earlier when there's more around.
Me and a rifle.
Less people. More elk. Less people.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm not a hunter. I've gone. I didn't enjoy it. I just like to eat.
I've been out in the woods at shitty times of the year, and, like, I just didn't have the right clothing. Like, having, like, shitty, like, just wearing jeans in general. You're fucking cold. Jeans are, I mean, cotton sucks in wet, cold air.
There's your problem. You have cotton jeans.
No, it's just Levi's. They're denim.
Bro.
Denim's cotton. Isn't denim cotton?
Oh, boy.
God, this is why we got a fact check show.
Oh, man, I can't. This is why
I'm fact checking.
This is why I...
Is...
I think this is literally the only reason I'm scared to have a child. Everything else sounds awesome, but then when it's like, I must teach the boy, and it's like, man, there's so much that I know nothing about.
Denim is a sturdy cotton warp face textile in which the wet...
Is that common knowledge?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to know that?
Yeah.
And it just showed how stupid we are?
Yeah,
Well, you were right. How stupid I am.
Well, I found that out because everybody, like, I started talking to people about fucking, like, the merino wool is fucking awesome. Like, I got merino wool socks, and my feet never sweat, and then, like, it's fucking awesome. They don't ever stink in those socks. You put, like, normal socks on that you get from, like, fucking Walmart, and, it, like, my feet are constantly just sweating. They feel, like, slippery toes.
Oh, dude. I hate the friggin' swamp foot.
Yeah, and but merino wool, it's nice and cool. It breathes. It's not the same as, like, it's fucking completely different than normal sock. And, like, I was freaking out about it when I first bought them, because it's like something I never knew about. But they are expensive, but they last a long time, too.
I'm actually really embarrassed, because I feel like the denim cotton thing is, like, a super well-known thing, and I had no idea.
Yeah, you're not supposed to wear those when you go out, like, camping or anything, like, when it's somewhat cold. I mean, if it's hot, then it's fine, but...
Says who?
Says most hunters or survivalists.
If I go camping, I can't wear my jeans.
If it's cold out, you better. I mean, if it's
cold? What are we talking about?
Well, I mean, if
we're talking 26 degrees,
if it's dangerous, if it's 60 degrees, if it's 50 degrees,
it's 60 degrees, I'm wearing my freaking jeans.
If you're outside for like 12 hours, 12, 24, 36, whatever, a couple days, like denim is gonna, your legs are gonna be cold.
We'll just wear long johns.
There you go. See, you're adding more. You're not just wearing jeans.
Yeah, but if it's 60 degrees, I can do all week long.
And long johns are cotton, too. Like, cotton doesn't hold up to...
I'm just... Okay, we're getting crazy here, but I'm just saying, if it is 60 degrees, I will wear my jeans into hell.
Okay. I'm taking that word.
What are you gonna wear? What are you gonna wear? You're gonna have on some friggin' You're gonna have a jumpsuit on.
It's better to have like windbreaker fucking shit than it is to have that stuff because you're not letting moisture in.
But you know what? You're not gonna then.
I got my Adidas.
Every time you move your leg,
I got my Adidas fucking jumpsuit. That shit's better than jeans.
What's that made out of?
It's like fucking synthetic, like polyurethane. I don't know, fucking just polycarbonate. I don't know what the fuck it is.
I'm gonna laugh.
It's not cotton.
So hard. If it's just like a nice refined cotton, I'm pretty sure it's not.
No, the shit would be fuzzed out.
I'm pretty sure it's not because I have a set too, and they don't feel like cotton. I didn't even know jeans were cotton. So shows what I know. White. What's the name of those two twin comedians? Not the Sklars. They had that Moving Co. show, and they were in the 21 Jump Street.
I don't know their names, but they're funny as hell.
You look like they're albino triplet. With your hat like that, and the glasses and beard and your earrings and stuff, like, you are...
This is what I wear every day.
You are the albino one of them.
Are Adidas. Adidas jump... Tracksuits? Tracksuits?
Well, that might be misleading, too, because they probably have silk ones that, like, Armenian dudes and Persians wear in their convertibles. And their sports cars.
One of the search things. Are Adidas tracksuits cool?
You know, I'm on the fence about it. I can't make it up. I can't decide for myself.
I read a blog, and people are saying they're pretty cool.
Well, but they obviously weren't so sure. Are they cool?
Well, no, a lot of people are searching. Okay.
What does it say, though? Hang on. No. Okay, find out real quick, and then Google, are Adidas tracksuits cool? And I want to see what it says. He's Googling.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you can find cotton ones, but I don't think the ones that... I have them in my room.
Okay, we'll move on. But Google, are the tracksuits cool? Let me see what it says. Actually, can you do it like a Hey Siri? Like, have it speak it? Are Adidas tracksuits cool? Because I'm going to be really upset. Maybe I want them to be not cool.
I wore Adidas tracksuits for a week, like Army Hammer.
Oh, okay.
Is it time for you to wear a tracksuit?
You know what? I'm going to go out here right now, and I'm going to tell the world, and I hope he's listening.
Who's Army Hammer?
I was just going to say, Army Hammer, you're not cool.
Yeah, I don't even know who you are.
If you were cool, I know who Army Hammer is. He was, he was, the Lone Ranger in that crappy Johnny Depp movie. Where Johnny Depp was Tonto, And he was the Lone Ranger. It came out a few years ago. He played the twins in the Facebook movie, The Social Network.
Oh, with that guy?
He was DiCaprio's, J. Edgar Hoover's, like, live-in boyfriend or whatever in the J. Edgar movie. He's been around. I think he was even supposed to be Batman at one point.
Damn.
Did you see, not Get Smart, but the guy that plays Superman, Henry Cavill?
Mm-hmm.
The man from U.N.C.L.E.
Did you see that movie? No, I never saw that.
Oh, okay, well, Armie Hammer is the other guy. He's the man from U.N.C.L.E. is like the British or the American secret agent, and the other guy is like the KGB guy, and Armie Hammer was KGB.
Hmm. Yeah, no, I think Shan watched that one. I wasn't.
You didn't miss any. These are all like on the list of movies you don't
need to see. I watched the Facebook movie. That was pretty kind of fucked up.
But the Hi-Ho Silver, the Lone Ranger movie, was pure and utter trash. It was so bad. Is Johnny Depp Native American? I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter because, you know, it's acting. I'm not going to be one of those guys that goes like, ooh, can't get an actor to play something he's not, because it is acting. But is he actually Native American? I feel like he's had that in his repertoire for a while now, and he might just be Italian. What is Johnny Depp?
I don't know. Let's...
I'm curious. What's Johnny Depp? Yeah, I swear to God, it'll come back and say, dude.
Is Johnny Depp cool?
Yeah. Johnny Depp is 98% douche. He's just missing the bag.
What is Johnny Depp's nationality? American.
Well, that sums it up.
He's mixed. He's English, Irish, Scottish, Welsh, French, Canadian.
He's all the mixes?
Flemish, Belgian, German, and African.
Wait a minute. He's okay. Whatever.
Well, no, when you do those 23andMe's, like everybody's.
I was gonna say who's not mixed.
Yeah, everybody's a percentage of African for sure. But like, I mean, we all came from Africa. It's like,
but I mean, his lineage. It's like he's straight European, and he's got that one cousin.
What I'm seeing is he's not part Mongolian because everybody's part Mongolian.
But that might be, true. How far? There has to be places in the old world that Mongolia didn't get to and conquer.
Because
what's the old saying? They say he conquered half the world, but was it conquered half of the known world of the time?
That's true. I mean, there's islands that we haven't even, like, established. Yeah. Like,
I'm sure there's parts of Africa that were completely untouched by the Mongolians. There's probably parts of the Viking areas and stuff, the real cold fronts that he didn't get to. Man, I don't know anything.
Dude, the fucking... Well, you gotta listen to that one podcast with,
Because, he conquered half of the known world of the time.
He does the Clash of Khan, or whatever, Clash of Khan, the Khans.
Right, it's the Star Trek. The
history.
Name. It's, Wrath of Khan. Wrath of Khan. Kongs, or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, because, he goes through, like, the whole entire, like, I don't know, lineage and all that shit. He goes through everything. It's like a 4-hour fucking podcast.
I'm really, I'm really hurt.
Why?
Because I'm just realizing, like, man, I am not going to be able to explain. It's like that, is it Jim Gaffigan? Who did that joke where, like, yeah, it's Gaffigan, where he's talking to one of his kids and they're asking him what an antenna is. I'm like, is that a stick? And he's like, no, actually, that's an antenna. What's an antenna? It's a stick.
I don't know, man.
Like, that's what it's gonna be like.
You stump my stepdad on the fucking how the microwave worked when you were like 17.
Like, oh man, well,
it was like
wasn't hard.
He was sure it worked the other kind of way. But it was like that kind of thing. It's like some people are, as long as you're not adamant about knowing the. What's not the truth, you know?
No, I mean, I used to be that way a lot more than I am now, where it's like, even if I didn't know what the hell I was talking about, I would fake it till I made it.
Mm-hmm.
But anymore, I'm like, that's just too much effort. I very much calmed down, and it's just like, I'll admit when I don't know what's going on. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. There's
before, I would argue
till you can only know so fucking much.
When I was younger, man, I would argue till I was blue in the face, knowing I didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And now, I just don't care. I've found that a lot lately as I get older. I used to be so, like, closed mind, so narrow-minded, I guess, where it's just, like, I'm who I am, that's that, everyone can kiss my ass if they don't like it, and all this crap, and then as I get older, I'm really, without therapy, by the way, I really try to take into consideration, like, other points of views, and I was like, okay, well, I did this, how did that, I could see how that could make them feel like that.
Yeah.
Where well, before, then, it was just like, kiss my ass, I don't care.
I think it's just a lot of the shit that you've gone through, like, it definitely helps self-realization, like, as far as what your own shit's doing to other people.
I worry, though, that it's, now it's going the other way, to where it's like,
what are people doing to me?
No, now it's like, oh, I could care less about that, but it's, because I won't take no shit.
I don't take no shit.
But no, it's like, man, am I, like, too worried about what other people's feelings are and stuff? It's like, sometimes I wish I was still just like, hey, go F off, you know? Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, man, maybe I should, like, really, really reflect on that and, like, think about, and then, like, how do they feel? And, like, you know? And it's like, man, I wonder if that's more effective. And they're like, oh, fucking Tom. I don't know. It's, it's a weird thing, but it's,
like, yeah, there's definitely a boundary.
Am I getting too open? And yeah, should I start closing back down a little bit?
I think you should just, like, find a time where it's, like, you gotta quit thinking about it. Like, where, is this even worth thinking about? I don't know. There's a lot of people at work. There's a lot of fucking people at work. There's, like, hundreds. And you're forced to make these connections with a lot of people, and I can't do it. And it's like,
don't even want to.
I don't. You gotta fucking say goodbye to like fucking 40 people on your way out. And it's like
every day.
You don't have to, but like they're there, and you want to be a nice guy.
I tell you how to fix this.
What?
Just one big loud, all right, later guys, and then walk out.
Well, no, I mean everybody's walking different directions.
Still.
So like every.
I don't care. You pick your route. Later, dudes, and then out you go.
I'm not overwhelmed by it. I'm just saying, like, that's just a small part of it. Because, like, everybody's coming to me while I'm working. And you gotta, like, talk to all these different people. And then there's, like, 4 or 5 people that are on day shift that are constantly asking me, like, things about woodworking. So I get into these long conversations about shit, some shit I don't know about. And I'll tell them. But, like,
I can just see it where you're just, like, yeah, you're like, yeah, that looks good. And then you keep going, and you're like, hey, man, okay. And then do this. And then by, like, the fourth guy, you're like, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, and then there's one guy that there's...
It's What's hard. His name? Where does he live?
I'm not How calling anybody out. But it's almost hard to stop the conversation. You ever get that?
Dude.
Where there's, like, a conversation.
There's nothing.
That nobody knows how to walk away and say, okay, see ya.
There's nothing I hate more. Because I know some people will go like, oh, I can't stand small talk. I hate small talk. And it's like, I like small talk to an extent.
Yeah.
There is a hanger-on is what I call them.
Mm.
There's nothing I hate more. Maybe like a baby kicker. But a hanger-on is the worst. Where it's literally, you're trying to moonwalking out of there. Yeah. And they're still, and they like start walking towards you and still talking.
They're like moonwalking towards you. They're doing the forward moonwalk. That part's hard.
The
forward one's hard.
It's true. The one I hate, the one I hate more than, I can't, I never could. The thing I hate more than that is when you're, you've told them, all right, cool. Like, yeah. you've given multiple instances where you've ended the conversation. And they're like, yeah, man, all right, cool. Oh, hang on, wait. You know, and you're like, no.
Yeah, that happens like, sometimes with a certain person, it could happen up to like 3 or 4 times. Where you both end the conversation. You're both, okay, I gotta go see it. Okay, see it. Oh, but by the way, I'm just like, fuck.
You want my advice
and
again?
It's like you're locked in again.
You want my advice again? It's very similar to the last bit of advice I gave you. The, hey, see you later, guys. It's, do the same thing to the one guy that's like, won't stop talking to you. But then, start talking to me. I'll show you. I'll give you an example.
Hey, you got, so I'm doing this thing where it's, you know, like where I'm pulling on this rope, and then eventually the rope just falls out of my hands.
Well, hang on tighter.
Well, I know it's trying. I'm trying to hold on to it tight, but it just falls out of my hands. I'm pulling it, and then okay.
Well, you know what?
What?
Good luck with that.
See you later.
And then just go.
No, I'm in my department though. I can't leave.
Oh.
I'm like sitting down in a chair. Like
take a phone call.
There's no phones near me.
Your cell phone.
My cell phone's in my desk.
Stub your toe?
I'm sitting in a chair.
I gotta take a piss.
What about next time? Like, do I gotta
just
take a piss
pissing,
again?
Just keep pissing, bro. Yeah. Well, I mean, what's the intervals here? Is it the same guy every 5 minutes?
It's once every few days.
You can use the I gotta pee for every different individual that is coming in to bug you. Yeah, let them say their piece, hear what they came to say.
And then eventually I'll just be like, oh, I tell my mom that I gotta shit every time I'm on the phone with her. Anytime she wants to, like,
dude,
keep talking. Because she'll just ramble and ramble.
Mine too.
I run out
of excuse. I literally anymore, I just go like, Mom, I'm tired. It's been a long day. I'll talk to you later. And that usually does it.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to pick your, I don't know how it is with your mom, but you got to pick your moments.
And you got to pick your tone.
Because that's what I mean.
Yeah, you get
it's like, Mom, tired. I got to go. I've had a long day. I'm getting tired.
No, but let me tell you about this one thing. I ran into Sharon.
Oh, no.
And Sharon...
Well, in my situation, it's like, Mom, I'm tired. I gotta go. And depending on how I said it and what she was talking about, she can either go like, oh, yeah, okay, long day, love you, goodbye. Or she can go, oh, I see. And then
oh, it's a yeah, down. Like, oh, now you gotta apologize.
Okay, you're tired. Okay,
yeah.
And then
I've tired you enough. I'm sorry.
And then
I've only raised you.
Yeah, it turns into that, and it's like, Sarrr! Then I stub my toe, and I go, damn it, Mom! I wanted to get off the phone, my toe.
Yeah, there you go. Toe is a good one. You just gotta stub your toe.
I've had too much energy drinks. The next time my mom calls me and she's rambling on, I'm going to try something new. I'm going to step away from my girl. I'm going to go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ma, hey, ma, yeah, no, yeah. Ah! And then just hang up. And then if she calls back, hi, Ellie. If she calls back, don't answer it. Then the next day, tell her, I don't know. Yeah, I'm on the spot.
Yeah, do the same thing. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, hang it up.
Or just set the phone down and just talk from the other side of the room. I don't know why. Well, you can't hear me, Mom. I have my phone in my face.
I guess I'm getting over playing those games too. It's just like, Mom, I gotta go. Bye.
Yeah, for sure.
There used to be something more, but it's
I just
anymore.
Say,
I'm
I gotta
like,
go take shit. But I don't call her a lot though. Like, I mostly just go over there.
Well, that's cool.
I don't know. Like, that whole shit, you know?
This is a lot harder than I remember, dude.
Well, you get to kill fuck Mary.
Okay. Well, you said you put some stuff in your phone. Hit me with those.
Oh, it's only the Kanye West thing.
Oh.
Oh, I went to Mexico.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Tell me about that again.
Tell me again.
Yeah. I know it's the podcast, and it's like, yeah, yeah, come on, man. Tell me about it again.
So...
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, it was boring. I know. We already talked about it, so I'm already like...
That's what I mean.
I went to Mexico.
This long pause was cool. Is rough, because
we got really drunk a lot. The first night, I got really, really drunk, puked a lot, and then the rest of the time was pretty fucking awesome, until, like, when we were on acid, fucking two people were murdered.
Oh, my God.
What's up? And then that's all that happened.
I didn't know you were going to drop the acid twice.
What?
When you did it in Mexico and then talking about, I thought, okay, yeah. Hey, guys. Jesse did acid in Mexico.
Yeah. Wait, was that the problem with that last time?
No, I just, all right. How big's your dong? Get out it all off your chest. I didn't think that would be something we would talk about on the podcast. That really surprised me that you said that.
What? It was.
You're honest, bro. I love it.
I drink beer.
That's true.
I don't smoke weed.
That's true. You don't?
No, I haven't smoked weed, and it's been like 6 months.
Oh, right on, dude.
I mean, it's not like a thing. Like, I'm sober from weed. No, it's just I can't smoke weed, and
right.
I haven't really had a need to. The last time I did it, I got like a lot of anxiety and stuff. It was just weird. I don't know. It wasn't fun.
I was starting to do it for a while because, mm-hmm. you know, like, Paul will know this too, and that was we had like a pact for years. We would only like drink beers and stuff. Weed was off the table.
I don't know about a pact.
Well, okay,
I
that might have been
weed.
That, okay, yeah, that was me. That was me and Jason. Well, you never really did
well,
it.
Well, Jason
much.
Smoked weed too. You guys.
Well, the pact's off now.
You guys both did it like once when you guys were really drunk, and you guys didn't invite me down.
Well, okay. Regardless, well, you weren't there. What were we supposed to be?
No, like? I was upstairs. Like everybody was in the moonshine night. You guys smoked weed that night too.
Well, anyways, for many, many years, I just refused to do it, and I thought it made me stupider than I already was, and mm-hmm. so. And then I found it again years later, and I was like, oh wow, in a controlled.
There's fun ways to use.
Yeah, in a controlled environment, like it's a lot of fun. But then I had to stop because all I would do would what. I would smoke weed, and then I would just recently, and I would just watch Jesus Christ Superstar.
Something. Oh yeah, you were texting me about
dude,
that.
Dude, something about that. When I mean, it probably has a lot to do with when I was growing up. They tried to instill religion on us, on the kids and stuff, in my family. So I heard all these stories, and that's just what they were. They were just stories. It was to me. It was like, okay, there's the Jesus stories. And then, you know, over here is the Zeus and Hercules stories.
Yeah.
And, you know, oh, down there is, like, Native American fables. And so mm-hmm. it was all just different stories to me. And then for some reason, when I would get a little silly, you know, a little green under the gills, I would watch the Jesus Christ Superstar and, like, having a face to it. And I was just like, oh, poor Jesus. And I was super be into it.
Is it a dark movie?
No. Well, I mean, it's a dark movie. It's you know, it's the story of Jesus. It starts...
What happened?
It's right before his crucifixion. And I guess what the point I'm trying to make is they were just stories and it never had, like, a realism to it.
Yeah.
And when you're silly and you're watching Jesus Christ Superstar, you're looking at a man and he's just talking about how he's actually, like, afraid to die.
Yeah.
And stuff, and you're like, it really humanized it for me. And the weed helped. But I'm just sitting there going like, oh, man. Like, not saying he was real or not, but as far as it goes, is that was a real man.
Yeah.
Who,
whether or not he was the son of God
yeah.
or whatever, he was real.
But in the context yeah. of the movie and the context of the Bible and stuff, this was a real guy who knew. Like, him being crucified didn't just come out of nowhere. Like, he knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew he had to do it because it was part of God's plan. And he had some issues about it, and it's a musical, of course.
God.
But
you watch it, and it's all this like.
But he has there's this one song, and it changed perspective of Judas too, because like my whole life, all I ever heard was Judas was a coward, and he was he sold Jesus out for his 30 pieces of silver. That's where that comes from, and it kind of almost like he was evil. But in this one, when you're high, Judas is just, like, he's scared because he doesn't want the Roman, he doesn't want the movement to get too big.
Because
then the Romans are going to just snuff him out if they cause too much trouble. And then you're like, oh man, like, Judas wasn't a bad dude. Mm-hmm. He actually really believed in the cause. He was just very, very frightened of being killed and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, that put a new perspective on it. And then Jesus, in Super Christ Superstar, he has a song where he's climbing this mountain and he's like yelling up to God that like, I don't want to do this. You know, like I didn't start this. You started. And then he kind of realizes like, oh, I have to do this. And it's just weird like to humanize a story that I've heard my whole life and never paid attention to. Son of a... And then, but yeah, dude. So I suggest it. That is fun.
Yeah.
Because you're like, wow, man, I never thought about it like that.
Well, I mean, like, I was thinking about the other day, like, when you actually put the whole, like, war thing into perspective. Like, what age were you then? And, like, how it affected you?
Because, like, Iraq?
Just all the wars. Just, like
well,
when I started... When
9 out of 10 I wasn't there for...
No, I'm saying like when they teach you about it in school and stuff. Like,
oh yeah, it's just more stories.
Yeah, when you
I've seen war movies, I've studied some wars in school. It's just stories to me.
Yeah, when you actually realized it was real shit, like seeing like Nazi videos and shit, and like
it's
tanks and stuff.
It's weird how perspectives change over the years and stuff. Because that's kind of along like what I was saying. It's like I've heard about it, I've read about it, they've taught us about it. It's just old stories to me. And then you're like, oh, wait a minute. Some poor kid turned 18 and got a letter and was like, I got to go to some country I never even heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we ended the draft.
Yeah.
Man, that's rough. And then, like, people that got scared and, like, ran to Canada. It's like, these are kids. they'd go up to like Canada to hide from the draft, and then they're like, oh, you fucking pussy. It's like, dude, he's 18 years old, man. He's never even been out of his mom's house. And then he's, well, plus, you want him to go like
decision making. Decision making at that age, you can't really like really fault someone for anyway, because like they're not even like fully developed until they're like 24.
That's what I mean. Is I don't judge. It's not my place to judge.
Yeah,
and
it never happened to us, so we can't really judge.
It's not my place to judge, and I feel for those kids that got scared and panicked and ran away, because it's like, man, if it was my feet in the shoes, I might have been walking too, you know. Mm. I'd like to think I'd be heroic and go save, like, 9 battalions of men and of Americans. And I'd love to be the hero and the battle-hardened, like, let's get some.
Yeah.
Not that guy. And
it's, I don't know, I was already planning on going to the military, so it wasn't until I was, like, 17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was always a thought in my head that I was going into the military, and then just started playing music.
Like, oh, dude, I wanted, when I was a kid, like, I that's what I thought I'd do too. I was like, I'll join the army.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be, but it was that same, like, yeah, jump out of this, and bow, 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 and like, ooh, you know.
We're not even gonna go to war, but if we would have went when we were 18,
and then
we would have been stuck in Fallujah.
And then like, I saw Saving Private time. Ryan, and I was like, yeah, I'm cool, man, yeah. I'm good. That's scary stuff.
Yeah. Hardcore shit.
Anyways, it's just, yeah, it's funny how perspectives change. I've been wanting to talk to you about Jesus Christ for a long time now, Jesse. Do we, I'm kidding. I'm a Christian, and, you know, and they're Christians, and would you like to be a Christian?
Would you like a Bible?
Yeah, you want
to? We do have a Bible, we just don't read it. It's just really old, it looks cool.
You gotta have a Bible.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got a text. Let me check real quick.
Oh, Ellie's so cute. Oh, you cute kitty.
All right, man. Now it's time. Can't find a better goat. I almost said can't find another goat. Can't find a better... You could definitely find another goat.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't find a better goat.
Yeah.
Now's the time where we do. We KFM. And I decided today that we will do sitcom ants. Just because it's three we haven't done before. And so the three I came up with were Aunt Becky? I'm not quite sure of the name, but the Lori Loughlin, it was Full House.
Yeah, the one.
There was Uncle Jesse Stamos.
Yeah.
And it was his wife. And she's been in the news lately, Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, the one, the college shit.
And then
the scammers.
The second one is Aunt Jackie from Roseanne. Roseanne's sister, Lori Metcalf. Yeah. She was in the CK show.
Yeah, the Louis CK show, yeah.
She'd been in a bunch of stuff.
But that was something that I liked her in a lot.
Okay, so Aunt Jackie. And then I was really struggling with the third aunt. I don't think that's been a super prominent character type over the years. I'm sure it's happened a lot more than I could think of. But I was thinking Caitlin Olsen, Sweet D from It's Always Sunny, has the show The Mick.
And she's an aunt.
Where she plays the aunt.
She's like the main character.
Yeah. She's the star of the show, but it's still, that's what I mean. I really couldn't think of another good one. So we'll go with her. We'll go with the Mick for the third one.
Yeah.
Kill, Fuck, Marry. Those three.
I'm killing the first one, Lori Metcalf.
Lori Loughlin.
Loughlin.
Full House aunt.
Yeah, Full House aunt.
Okay.
Killing her.
Why?
I don't know. I was never really super attracted to her.
She is by far the most attractive one of the three.
I don't know. I think it was my uncle's ex-girlfriend from a long time ago looked somewhat like her, and she was a cunt.
Okay, so you're gonna kill her because she knew a lady that was pretty and she was a bitch.
And she reminded me of her, and she's like very. I don't know. I never liked her on that show. I never really
watched it. Yeah. I was aware of it, and I liked the uncle that made sounds,
mm-hmm.
the voice uncle or whatever, the cartoon uncle. And then I loved the Olsen twins because I was like 5, and that's what you did when you were 5, and they were, you know.
I liked their older sister when I was 5.
I'm so not familiar. There was Bob Saget.
There was two older sisters, but the
and then there was like a friend though too.
Yeah, the friend.
There was a lot of people on that show.
Yeah, well, the middle sister was my favorite. She was like
Oh, the one that became like the meth head or whatever? Yeah. Okay.
Still hot.
Is she?
I have no idea. I'm just meth does well.
I was thinking about that. Remember a show called Secret Life of Alex Mack?
Yeah.
Dude. And she was in the 10 Things I Hate About You. She was like the main girl that they all wanted to date or whatever. Dude. Oh my God, I had a crush on her.
10 Things I Hate About You.
With Heath Ledger and
the... Was she on Bring It On too? Is that the same chick?
No. No, that was Spider. That was Mary Jane.
Oh yeah, hold on. Hold on.
Well, let's get back to it though. You'd kill Lori Loughlin.
Yeah.
And then you still gotta marry one, you still gotta...
What's the Roseanne one?
Lay one down. Lori Metcalf. Aunt Jackie. Lori Metcalf.
I'd bang her, just get it out of the way, you know? Just
okay.
One and done. She kind of annoys me. She's very overthought.
Well, and if I said Lori Loughlin was the most attractive, Lori Metcalf is the opposite spectrum of that. She's the least attractive of the three. Timmy. Yeah. Okay, so I understand that.
I wouldn't want to kill her because I think she's a nice person, and right. She was always a nice person on the show. But like, I wouldn't want to kill her.
Okay, so you're gonna marry Sweet D?
Yeah,
I could see that.
Yeah,
she's funny.
She looks like a bird. I like birds.
Yeah, but she's hilarious and stuff. And like, yeah, I could totally see marrying her. Okay, now it's my turn, big boy.
Oh, dude.
I'm gonna kill Aunt Jackie. Lori Metcalf.
I already saw that coming.
Right out of the gate. I hated that mother effing show.
Mm-hmm.
Mom watched Roseanne like it was our family. I couldn't stand every friggin' night.
Yeah, my mom would too. She'd be like, that's like you. Ah.
Oh my God, I hated Aunt Jackie, Roseanne, everything. I'm sure it's better than I remember because I was like 7.
Yeah.
But holy crap, I hated that show.
Well, they brought it back without Roseanne because they kicked Roseanne off.
I don't care about any of that. I know.
This she is got all in recent trouble. Shit.
Yeah.
She went on Ambien. Ambien's fucking crazy, by the way.
I've never taken it. I don't know. I'm just saying, Aunt Jackie is freaking dead, bro. I'm gonna hire you and your brothers to moving company to go bury her. Because you look like... God, I wish I knew their names, because no one's gonna know what the hell we're talking about. You look just like them, though.
What were they on?
21 Jump Street? No, 22 Jump Street? They were at the college? Doesn't matter.
I'm gonna find them.
Bad reference. Okay, so I'm going to kill Lori Metcalf.
Yeah.
I'm going to... Oh, man, this is tough, because I find Lori Loughlin the most attractive.
The Lucas Brothers.
Lucas Brothers, okay. Yeah, you look like the pigment deficient triplet of them. But what was I saying? Yo, bro.
You were talking about killing...
Okay, Lori Metcalf's dead.
Yeah, Lori Metcalf, and you were going to... You got a bang.
This is tough because I think she's funny. I never found her attractive, but I think I'm gonna bang Sweet D.
You never found her attractive?
No.
Really?
No. She's, I don't know. She just doesn't do it for me.
I don't know. I think
she's skeleton skinny.
She was more attractive on the Mick, and I think it's just because like.
Well, okay. I haven't seen that show that much, but on It's Always Sunny, she always had like the big like Rachel kind of hair,
mm-hmm.
So it just made her head look huge, and she's skeleton skinny. I mean, she's an actress and stuff, and it just always looked really. It looked like she was wearing a football helmet. I don't know. I didn't like it.
Have you listened to the podcast with her on what's his name's?
Yeah, she's from here, Tigard or something.
Dax Shepard. Yeah, like that podcast is pretty good. Plus, like I don't know.
I'm not saying I don't like her. I just I'm not attracted to her.
I don't know.
And, you know, it's part of a marriage.
No, and it's totally your deal.
And I gotta say, now, since this is hypothetical,
yeah,
can we say hypothetically she hasn't gotten in trouble, Lori Loughlin, for trying to get her kids in the college?
Oh, no, it's real life. This is real life.
Okay.
If it was hypothetical.
Well, you know what, real life then? I'm still gonna marry Lori Loughlin. That lady shows...
You're in prison. You're gonna have all her money.
There ain't gonna be no money. But I'm just saying, you want to talk about having ride or die? She is loyal to a fault, man. She wanted her kids in a good college. I don't blame her for that. She went about it all wrong. But I understand her wanting a good college for her kids. And she's pretty.
Well, I don't think it was just for her kids. I mean, I don't know a lot about it, but I think it was like they were helping other people. Like, it was like a whole big scam. It wasn't just her getting her kids into school.
I've only heard it was her daughters. Her daughter.
Well, no, I mean, it was.
Well, there's a few other. It was a big scandal because a few people had been doing it.
Mm.
But no, she was making money on Lifetime and stuff. She just wanted her kid into a good college, and she.
I thought it was
she like broke that. The law to do it. Well, so did William H. Macy,
just shows you
or his wife or something. But yeah, so she's loyal. She's ride or die,
mm-hmm.
and I find her the prettiest. And I know people are like, "Oh, she's so I'm so angry at her." It says like, "I'm not.
No, I'm not. I think it's
lame that she took someone else's spot." Someone who probably and most likely deserved to get.
Well, dude, they're kicking out. They're not accepting as many Asians. They only have like so many allotted points for Asians.
Because I heard about that.
Asians are taking all the slots.
Because they kill it scholastically.
Yeah. So like they're
to like, keep it fair. They're like we can't accept, which is not fair.
It's
but
not fair at all because it should be like whoever's
the best. The gets best. In. Yeah, I don't know. I think she'd make a good wife, good addition.
I mean, so who really is breaking the rules? Is it the school or is it her? I mean,
well, she broke the rules.
Yeah, but like the school is being kind of stupid too, or the schools.
It's true.
It's not just. Well, I don't know what school she.
You know what? I can't even speak about that because I firsthand personally don't know of any of a lot of this stuff is true at all, or it's just hearsay. Because a lot of it is I just hear someone talk about it on, like, a podcast, and then I go, like, oh, I didn't know that. I don't fact-check any of it.
Yeah.
They could just be making all that up, too.
You would be wasting so much time, because it's really not that much information.
I know. I just really don't want to take someone else's opinion, whether I respect them or not.
It's hard to do that.
And then make that my opinion, because I don't vet any of that.
Yeah, I don't really have an opinion about it. More just, like, I've heard on podcasts that Yale...
I'm sure it's true, because, like I said, that's been one of the huge stereotypes of Asian people, besides, like, driving and tiny dinghies, is that, like, they're super smart and kill it in school and stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised if colleges, universities, and whatnot
are just
brimming to the teeth with super smart Asian kids trying to get in and stuff.
They're just killing it.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Got anything else you want to talk about? Kind of racking my eye. I think I talked about Jesus Christ Superstar for like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a motorcycle.
Yeah, you bought a motorcycle.
It's just now getting nice weather, so I haven't really ridden it that much.
Fucking Charles Manson actually died.
Eh, good.
Now, I mean, like, now we can make this the Charles Manson died episode.
Hey, guys, this is it right now. Charles Manson died.
Yeah. And we had an whole episode
about
it.
We did. We had an old episode where we were tricked because we don't vet anything and we just believe what we read and see on TV and podcasts.
Are you supposed to believe that stuff? I mean...
It's true. It ended up being extreme fake news and
it was on the fucking news.
We bought it. We were like, oh, Charles Manson died. And I read his fake freaking suicide note, everything.
You got that far? I don't think we went that far on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, no, I read it out loud in his voice and stuff. And talking about, like, I am God and all that stuff.
I thought those were just quotes.
They made it out like it... The way it was presented to me on the last episode is that was, like, his last words, his suicide note.
Okay.
And then I read it in his voice and stuff, and then we found out literally, it didn't happen. Well, now it did happen. That's called karma, Charlie Mance.
Yeah, trying to
I don't know what else.
Trying to trick your mom's house.
I don't know...
No,
can't find a better goat.
I listen to too many podcasts.
I'm just saying, he always seemed
just check this right now.
Okay.
I'm fact check it.
He always seemed like a stand-up guy, and I'm sure he didn't, you know, deserve what he got. But boy, oh boy, you try tricking me, Charlie Mance, and it comes back to bite you. Now you're dead.
Yeah, he died.
Did it happen like 2 years ago?
Almost a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
It's been a while since we podcasted.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Charlie.
So since the last podcast,
that's what you get.
Yeah,
trying to make a fool of me. You're dead.
You can't find a better goat now.
Yeah,
you dead, Charlie.
I hope they got goats in hell.
Yeah,
you son of a goat. All right, love you, man. This was fun. I think I'm done now, though. I literally can't think unless you come up with something to talk about. I don't think I got anything.
Well, I had the idea. And I don't know if you're going to be down to do it, but making a improving the fucking the movie idea.
All right, hit me.
Kind of write. This is what I had. Is basically we pick a random topic and then we just kind of riff on it.
Okay.
As far as like.
For like a movie pitch.
Yeah, movie pitch or a show pitch or whatever. Okay. And then yeah.
Hit me with your best shot. Do you want me to come up with the idea too?
No.
Okay. What do you got?
I gave you the idea earlier, but then I forgot about it.
Kanye?
No, it was the goat one.
It's always about goats with you.
A man and his goat. You gotta make a movie idea about a man and his goat.
Alright, well I'm gonna ask you a few questions.
Because it's about
I like this. Man and his goat.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna ask you questions that you have to come up with on the spot.
Yeah.
And then I'll try to work out an idea from I'm doing my research through you.
Okay. We're gonna be going back and forth about this title.
Okay. Man and a goat. Are we doing a movie title
or we're just whatever? Just writing it.
Man and a goat.
Just writing it.
Where?
Where?
Yeah.
Australia.
Man and his goat in Australia. Outback Australia, like secluded desert or city Australia?
The city. He's in the city of Sydney.
He's in Sydney. He's in Melbourne.
Melbourne.
He's in a city in Australia.
In Sydney.
Okay, he's in Sydney, Australia.
Yes.
And
with his goat.
And it's just him and his goat?
Yeah. And then
no wife, no kids?
No.
Okay.
He befriends a kid because the kid likes the goat.
Okay.
You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Kids love goats.
Yeah, they do. What's the age of the man?
He's 59.
59?
Do you remember that?
No. What?
He's 59.
Did you say that already?
Yeah.
When did you say that?
We were talking about earlier.
He's like a 59-year-old bachelor.
Man. Yeah.
Him and his goat. Now,
he's been married several times.
Okay.
Nobody liked his goat.
Okay. That's that goat.
Yeah.
That goat is lasting.
Yeah.
It's
a 40-year-old goat.
Okay, 59. Does the goat live in the house with him, or is it an outside goat?
It's in the house. It's outside.
It's his dog.
It's wherever he wants to go.
It's his best friend.
He just leaves the door open.
If you see him, you see the goat.
Yeah.
They go everywhere. They do everything together. There's a neighbor kid that loves the goat. And now they're becoming friends. Now, is this man...
There's a pizza place down the road they go to.
Now, is this a nice guy? Or is this a kind of an angry old loner?
He's a nice guy.
Okay.
It's kind of creepy. Kind of creepy. The kid gets some weird vibes off this guy. But he likes the goat.
Okay. How old's the kid?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah. It's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Let's make the kid an orphan. So, like,
Does he have one of those sticks with... Yeah, he has one of those sticks with the bags.
No. He's an orphan. It's a legit orphanage. Like, he lives in an orphanage, and...
That's a bum. Bums have a stick with the bags.
Yeah.
He would just have...
the bindle.
Yeah, the bindle? Is that what they're called?
I don't know. Bindi. Bindle. The kid comes home from school, and so, like, the guy's the neighbor of an orphanage, and he falls in love with the goat. Now, I'm gonna make a twist. The goat... No, the goat's old.
He's a 40-year-old goat. He's an old goat. But he's young at heart.
The goat is his grandfather reincarnated. And he knew...
The narrator all along is the goat.
Is the kid's grandfather reincarnated in the goat.
Yeah.
And the goat made sure he stuck with this man because it was going to be neighbors with the orphanage. And it was his way. So he just waited it out.
Yeah.
Till the kid was born. Some divine intervention. And the goat's the narrator the whole time. And it's his grandson.
And the weird part about it is he's always like grass, even when he was alive as a human.
I say grass. That there's conflicts. The kid's about to be adopted, but he can't leave because he loves this goat. And the goat grandpa goat, when the kid's leaving, the kid's running away. They can't take him to the new home.
Mm-hmm.
And the grandpa goat sees this, and this is the end of the movie. So basically, it's just a movie of a boy and his goat friend, and the guy that owns it's kind of a creepy old guy.
Yeah.
We're going to cut that guy out completely by the end.
Why? Did he die?
No, but the goat's going to die. Oh, the kid doesn't want to leave to be adopted because he loves that fucking goat.
What if he takes the goat with him?
No, but the grandpa goat knows, like, hey, man, I only came back as this goat because I knew I could look over my grandson, kind of keep an eye on him. But now me being this goat is ruining his chances at a happy, full life.
So the kid's gotta die.
As the kid's running away, he runs in the traffic to go to the goat, across the street to the goat. The goat runs out and, like, headbutts the kid out of the way of an oncoming car.
He's hit by a car.
Yeah. And then the creepy old guy eats the goat. And then the kid
That's some old meat.
The kid gets adopted.
I don't know if the guy instantly dies from the meat because it's like all
he chokes. He chokes on the goat.
Rigor mortis meat.
Okay, sure. But yeah, no, he goat chokes and dies for being a creepy old weirdo. And then the kid, sad, goes with the family knowing he's got nothing left here.
Yeah, he's
and
seven. Then, he's
and then he goes on.
Still a good age to get adopted.
He goes on to start his very own goat-fernage. An orphanage for goats. Credits.
It's called Grandpa Goat.
It's kind of like
Or Goat Grandpa. Can't find a better grandpa.
There's the movie title.
Yeah.
Can't find a better goat comes Can't Find a Better Grandpa.
Yeah. Fiber and Biscuits.
Yeah, and eventually it's a goat orphanage. What's a good way to say that? A goat-fernage? A goat-fernage? And then it just sounds like goat. Like, this house is furnished by goats. That's a goat lamp. That's a goat couch.
Orphanote. Orphan goat.
Yeah, orphan goat. Then that's just orphan and goat.
Orphan goat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
Okay.
Can't find a better grandpa.
I love it.
Yeah. So my idea was just to have people give us ideas, whether it's people that we know.
Yeah.
Or people that just want to.
No, I can dig that, and we can spitball. I actually kind of like that format. Like, you have the topic, then I'll ask you questions about it that you just have to hit off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Let's try it again, but we'll do it role reversed, where I'll come up with a topic, then you ask me questions about it, and we'll see where it leads us. Okay, so, movie.
What's it about?
It's about, let's take it in the ocean. It is about.
I can't swim.
Right, but it's gonna be, it's animated.
Okay.
And it's about a dolphin?
A dolphin.
And a puffer fish. Go.
What's the year?
Now. 2019.
So it's a good year for fish.
Well, only one's a fish, though. One's a mammal.
Politics right now with fish.
Okay, yeah. It's 2019.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, so the dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
The dolphin's just, I mean, he lost his family because, like, dolphins are big. They're part of groups.
It's an orphan dolphin?
It's an orphan dolphin.
Okay.
No, he lost them. I mean, he's not.
He got separated.
He's not in a dolphin orphanage. He's just a separated dolphin.
Let's say he got caught in the net.
This has nothing to do with
the last movie. They got away. He got caught in the net. They got away. They pulled him up on the boat. They're
like, we don't want dolphins.
And then he fell. Yeah. Then he fell, and now he's in a strange area of the ocean.
Okay. And then all of a sudden, there's a puffer fish, and the puffer fish is like, "Hey, I'll help you find your family."
Okay.
It's like Finding Nemo, but like of today's date instead of a couple years ago. And then
any other questions for me?
I
guess maybe I didn't give you the best topic because it's like, yeah, where are they? The ocean.
Yeah. What part of the ocean? Is it warm ocean?
Wherever there's puffer fish.
Yeah, I don't know where there's puffer
Okay, fish. That didn't... Ah, shit! All right, let's try this again. That really backfired.
It's hard. I mean, but you could pretty much give any random, like this, like a dude...
All right, young married couple.
Mm.
Young married couple.
Okay. What time of year, what era?
1987.
So a year before we were born. So the man.
Yes.
Was he an orphan?
He was not an orphan or a goat.
It's so hard to do this right after the last one. Is he an only child?
No, he has a drug addict half brother
that lives in the house
that he hasn't talked to in a couple years.
But he lives in the house.
No.
Okay, so it doesn't matter.
He can't live in the house if he hasn't talked to him in a couple years.
So the whole movie is him reuniting with his brother, but the wife, she's been cheating with her brother the whole time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, where in the world does this take place?
I don't know. You gotta tell me that.
Let's say...
New Orleans.
No. let's make it small town. Let's make it, small town Montana.
Small town Montana.
Drug addict half-brother.
Yeah.
Young married couple.
Yeah, the wife has been sleeping with the brother, the estranged brother.
Before they got married? And has continued the whole time?
Yeah, the whole time. Okay. The reason why they butted heads so much is because the dude was, like, trying to take the woman away.
Now, does the husband know about the affair? Okay.
No, the movie's about him finding out. About him murdering his drug addict brother by slipping him some of that stuff. Some of that bad stuff, the drugs.
Put Drano in his, in his Atron.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the movie.
And
so, like, the whole thing is like he's a civil engineer.
Okay, let's give him a name. He's Ted.
Yeah, Ted. So Ted's a civil engineer.
Marcus is the drug brother.
Marcus, yeah, he's
and Suzette is the wife.
Suzette, So.
Ten.
I forget all their names already. But so the civil engineer dude, the husband, so he's laying pipe all day. That's what it's
he's working.
He's working. He's laying pipe.
But he's jacked.
Engineer. Yeah, he's jacked. And he looks at plans. He's jacked. And, you know, he works hard for his money. They got a big house. They got a nice house. She's cheating on him the whole time.
With his drug addict half-brother.
Yeah. So she's going back and forth, trying to, like, be like, oh, no. Like, they're looking at having a baby, but she's not getting pregnant because she's doing drugs with a brother.
Oh, she's doing drugs with a brother.
She's doing drugs with a brother.
Okay.
That's another reason why she's, like, keeping it going is because she's addicted.
Okay. To a few things.
Yeah.
Both his needles.
Yeah, both.
Okay, so he finds out. Let's say he's out laying pipe, and then he catches his brother laying some other pipe.
Yeah.
So he's in the street working, and he's like, "That's my fucking brother." And then he's like working some more, and he's like,
"And then
that's my wife."
And then they like walk to each
then
other.
Then they have like a
right
real
in front of him.
They have a real meet cute. Yeah.
Where they just start making out.
And he sees, and then half the movie is him getting to the bottom of it and following them. And,
yeah, being creepy.
Okay, and then he kills the brother.
Yeah, and then the wife finds out, and then tries helping him bury the body.
Okay. Now, he's going to stay with her. He's like, I love you. I'm going to get you clean. We're going to bury these memories with him.
Come to find out. Come to find out she's pregnant.
With a goat.
With a goat. With a goat's baby. This is called half goat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, that's horrible. She gets pregnant by the old brother.
Mm-hmm.
That died.
And he's dead.
Yeah. And he's dead. So she's acting like it's his baby. Baby comes out all weird.
Crack baby. Baby goat.
That's crap. But so, hear me out.
Comes out with hooves.
Hear me out. So this baby, it grows up. It's fine. It was premature.
It was addicted to crack. They weaned it off.
Yeah, they weaned it off the crack. I mean, they just had to take a little bit less, you know, crack.
Dude, it's a prequel because then both the parents die.
Yeah.
And little baby has to go to an orphanage across the street from a goat.
Yeah.
Who's his grandpa? Two picture deal.
Yeah. Dude, I think we got it.
And then he swims with...
Then he's a fisherman.
Yeah, he swims with dolphins.
He picks out a fucking dolphin. We don't want dolphins.
And then that's what he's on a fishing trip. Later, he's away from the goat finage. He goes on a fishing trip, and then they get a dolphin, and he's like, "Oh crap, this is a dolphin.
We're trying to get puffer fish."
Yeah, and then they're looking for some tuna. And then so stupid. You know the tuna fishers. Yeah. Because that's where the dolphins get caught. But yeah, and then there's the third movie. Dude! Freaking...
Where's my
executive fish? Producers?
Dude, where's my fish?
That's a goat fish. Yeah. All right, I'm done.
All right.
Bye, guys. Bye, Paul. This was fun. Oh, I guess we're not done?
What?
Okay, yeah, it is still recording. Bye.